Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Saita Perik Dalid Mishnah Aleph Arusa. An Arusa is a woman that's, let's say, halfway married. Marriage is broken up into two parts. There's Erusin and Nisuyin. If you're by a chuppah, you may notice the chassan puts the ring on the kala's finger. He says, Ariat Mekadeshes li betabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. In front of two kashra edim, she is then Mekudeshes. She's called an Arusa. In the times of the Gemara, the Mishnah, they took a break. They waited 12 months afterwards, and then they completed the chuppah. We do it one after the other. When she's in Arusa, she has a din of an Eishes Ish. No one else is allowed to marry her. But she cannot live with her husband until there is chuppah. And then we have a Shemeres Yaveh. Shemeres Yaveh means a woman that her husband died without children. And now she's literally waiting for the Yaveh, who has to make a decision. Either he marries her, called Yivum, or Chalitza. At this point, she's a Shemeres Yaveh. Zakta Mishnah, let's say a man is Mekadesh, a woman, and then he warns her, don't be with that man alone. Or a Shemeres Yaveh warns the Yavama, don't be with that man alone. And she doesn't listen. She is with that person alone. Zakta Mishnah, even though she's not allowed to be with anyone else, but loy shoyseis, she does not drink the special water for the site. Rather, the Oris is going to give her a get, and the Yavim is going to have to disconnect through Chalitza. Veloy noitlis ksuba, because she caused the problem that the Oris cannot marry her, or the Yavim cannot be miyavim her, she loses her ksuba. So if I ask you a question, is it shayach a soita by an arusa and a shemeres yavim? The answer is, like the answer is to many questions, yes and no. In certain ways, yes. Because if he warns her not to be with a man and she's alone with that man, she becomes usher. But in a way, no, because there's no drinking afterwards to see what she did, if she's innocent or not. How do we know there's no drinking? Shenema, because it says at the end of Parsha Soita, it says, Zois teres hakanois, and the Pasuk says, Ashatista isha tachas isha. So the Pasuk is talking about a woman that was alone with someone when she was in the reshus of a husband that she was fully married to. Prat with exception, le'arusa, to an arusa, v'shemeres yaveim, that even though she's somewhat in their reshus, she's not going to marry anyone else, but she's not completely in their reshus, and therefore, they're not living under the same roof, and therefore she would not drink. Vayter says the Mishnah, Almana, if you have an Almana that is married, L'kayin gadol to a kayin gadol, L'kayin gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. Or Grusha v'chalutza, a woman that received a get, or chalitza, and she's married, L'kayin hedyit, a kayin hedyit was not allowed to marry a Grusha or a chalutza. Mamzeres, a Nesina, or she's a Mamzeres, or a Nesina, a Yisrael, there is married to a Yisrael. Or the other way around, Ubas Yisrael, it's a Bas Yisrael that is married, L'mamzer u'l'nasim, to a husband that's a Mamzer or a Nasim. A Mamzer is a person that is born from a father and mother that weren't allowed to marry each other, but it's a type of Issa where there would be Chayiv Karis. Or she was born from a Mamzer or a Mamzeres. What does a Nesina mean? Remember the story of the Gevinim? They were Megaya themselves that fooled Yehoshua ben Nun. Well, here's a quick reminder. To all of the nations that were near Yisrael, Yeshua sent them shlichim and gave them three options. Whoever wants to leave the land without Muhammad can do so, for the land was promised to Klal Yisrael. You have to remember that originally the land belonged to the children of Shem. It was taken away from them, by Muhammad. So now Yeshua says, look, whoever wants shalom can have shalom. Whoever wants to go to war, so come out to war. The 31 kings of Canaan all decided to go out to war. There were also many that came from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. This huge army stood against Yeshua. There was only one group of people that lived in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Canaan, Girgashi, that left. They said, Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Yidden. We're going to move someplace else. As a reward, they got a land, Rachvas Yedayim. They had it very, very good where they went. Amongst the Amim that battled with Yisrael were the Gevinim. When they saw that, we're losing, they said, you know what? We're going to have to quickly do a trick over here. They put on clothes that had patches on it. They put on worn-out shoes. They had dried breads and like jugs that seemed all cracked open, and they came. It looked like they came from a very far place. They said, "Oh, we came from such a far place. We came for the covet of Hashem Elokeichem. We beg of you to do a bris shalom. But swear to us, you're going to leave us alive." Yeshua and everyone believed them. If they came from Eretz Rechaika, there was no mitzvah to battle them. And they made a bris shalom with the Gevina. And then they realized they were fooled. The Bnei Yisrael were upset. But Yeshua did not want to break his promise, so that the Ummah Soilim should not say that Yidden don't hold their Shua. That would be a Chilul Hashem. So he took the Gevinim and he made them Choit ve'etzim and Shoy ve'mayim. And he also answered them to come Bekal Hashem. Because the Pasuk says Vayitnem, that he placed them in that situation, it says Vayitnem Yeshua b'yayim hu Choit ve'etzim and Shoy ve'mayim, so the Gevinim are called Nesin. A Nosin is a man from the Gevinim, and a Sina is a woman from the Gevinim. Zak the Mishnah. In all these cases, the Almana to the Kohen Gadol, the Grusha and the Chalutza to the Kohen Hedyot, the Mamzeres and the Nesina to the Yisrael, or the Bas Yisrael, the Mamzer ulenasin. The Halacha is, if they were alone with a man after their husband warned them not to be alone with a man, Lo Yishai says they don't drink the Mei Saita, they're Asr anyway to their husbands, V'loi Naitles Ksuba. Now, normally an Almana l'Kohen Gadol would collect her Ksuba, explains the Batanura. But over here, that she was alone with a man after the husband warned her not to, she does not collect her ksuba. For the mere fact that she's an almana to a kohen gadol, even though this marriage was forbidden, she wouldn't lose her ksuba. And the marriage is chal. Some marriages are not chal. The Torah says not to marry. That's where it's an isser karis. But by an isser lav, the marriage is chal. And normally you would say you have to divorce her, and she gets her ksuba. But over here, being that she's now additionally usser, because she was alone with the man, she loses her ksuba. Okay, so we learned in Arusa, that means she's not fully married yet, or a Shemeres Yavim, a woman waiting for Yivum, even though she's not allowed to marry anyone else. But if the Oris, the man that was Mekadesher, or the Yave, warned her not to be with another man and she didn't listen, she still does not drink the Mayim Hamarim. She's not allowed to marry the person. She can't become a Yavama. The Oris has to give her a get, the Yavim has to give her Chalitza. But she doesn't drink the water, she also does not get her Ksuba. An almana that's married to a kohen gadol, or a grusha and a chalutza that's married to a kohen hedya, these are forbidden marriages. The chalitza, by the way, is also to the kohen only midrabanan, because she's similar. A woman that got chalitza is similar to a woman that got a get. But either way, she's not allowed to be married to them. A grusha and a chalutza can't marry even a kohen hedya, even a regular kohen, not just a kohen gadol. But in that matter, a mamzeres and an asina that's married to a yisrael, or a bas yisrael that's married to a mamzer and a nosin, in all these cases, even if the husband wants the wife not to be with a certain person, and she is alone with that person, she does not drink the Mesaita, she also does not get her Ksobah.